Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to today's broadcast of Firefly Willows LIVE. Our hosts this week are Tarot by High C's High C Lutmers and healing conversationalist Mildred Lynn McDonald. We're opening up the phone lines to our listeners for live on-air readings. Do you have a concern or is there a situation you'd like guidance with? Get your question ready and join us by calling 1-646-716-5510 or by using the Skype button on the Firefly Willows LIVE show page at Blog Talk Radio after the show begins broadcasting. We're excited. Give us a listen. Firefly Willows LIVE, helping you find and shine your inner light.
And welcome to the show, everyone. This is High C. Thank you for listening once again. We look forward to being able to talk with some of you, do a reading with you. Just want to remind you that you can always find us on Facebook at facebook.com/fireflywillows. You can find online at fireflywillows.com/live. And I would like to now take this opportunity to welcome my co-host for the show today, Mildred Lynn McDonald. Hello, Mildred.
Hello, Hi C.
And Mildred, of course, we know is the, well, I was going to say infamous, but perhaps we should just say famous hostess of a couple. That's right. Probably infamous in Nova Scotia, where she's from, but famous with us for her shows that she hosts here, Healing Conversations, which is on the first Sundays of each month. So that'll be on next Sunday. And What's Your Prescription for Balance, that she co-hosts with Dr. Glenna Calder on the first Thursdays, which will air this coming Thursday, actually, right here on Firefly Willows, LIVE. How are you today, Mildred?
I'm really good. I'm here in Sebastopol. It's a little overcast, but I think that will pass as the wind comes in over the ocean.
And you just returned from a trip up to Canada.
I did. I was visiting my parents in Nova Scotia, Canada, Cape Breton Island to be exact, and I had a really good time, eating all the regional delights, such as, now, Hi C, I don't know if you've ever had butterscotch pie.
I have not.
Okay, something to look forward to. Oat cakes. Have you had oat cakes?
Are those like the little round oat cakes you can get like at the grocery store? They're kind of like a health food thing?
Yes, where we come from, they're square, or they're a little bigger than squares, and they're absolutely delicious. There's also tea biscuits, and I'm sure you've had tea biscuits.
Yes.
And then there's a little treasured dessert, and I know you're a vegetarian, and I'm pretty close to being vegetarian, and there's no meat product in them. They're called pork pies.
Why do they call them that?
Because you can't only have one. So you eat them like a pig.
I see. Oh, well.
You asked.
So oh, those Canadians.
Oh, I know. And, of course, Canadians are known for saying A, so I perfected that. So hopefully today you'll have vintage A going on with my sentences. Or maybe not. I don't know.
Well, now I'm wondering, because you went back to see your parents and went back to where you grew up and came from and all of that. Going back after not being there for a while, is there anything that strikes you or that you feel you learn when you went back or are surprised about that you hadn't really noticed or even understood without the perspective of almost being like an outsider coming back in?
That's exactly what it felt like. From the moment I got off the plane, I could smell, I was hit in the face with sea air, clean, crisp sea air. And when I did go home this time, I noticed that everybody gets along absolutely fine without me. So any worry or concern that I have in California being so far away from home is really of my own creation. And I thought to myself, well, how many other people are like that too?
Well,
and
I think
then the
that
other, Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think that sometimes is kind of an ego thing that we all fall into, that we think that someone, someplace, some situation surely can't possibly survive or do well or do it right without us there. And then we are shocked, I tell you, when we discover that while we may have something to add or contribute, we aren't necessarily the end-all be-all of whether that survives or not.
Yeah, and I also believe that speaks to worrying or being overly concerned or having nostalgia or feeling lonesome. And where do we put that energy? Well, where I normally put that energy is I would be overly concerned or worried, go into that house. And it gave me a great opportunity to realize, step back, relax, just go with the flow. Because realistically, geographically, I can't be there. If anything did happen, it's going to take me at least 11 to 15 hours to physically get there.
Right. Well, and I was thinking ego from a Buddhist standpoint, because what you just described shows how ultimately we create our own suffering. Because instead of thinking that other people or a situation is causing us worry or is causing us stress or is causing us fear, it's actually us creating that by that being our response or reaction to it, because we think that surely it's not going to go well without me there.
Exactly. And also having a misplaced feeling of your role. So for me, I had an opportunity to redefine my role. And my role is a person that comes and visits twice a year. That's the reality of it. So
which probably means you don't have to swoop in twice a year and fix everything.
Exactly. And I don't have to fill the spaces between the twice a year with concern and worry.
Right.
In not being there physically, I will choose to be concerned and overly worried. So that was really big for me. And so how did I turn that around? Well, what I did is I used my time home to really enjoy my parents. We went out and we shared lots of meals together. We visited with people. We tackled little projects that were realistic at home, not in big swoops, but a little bit every day. And it was a beautiful visit that was really in harmony. So I felt getting on the plane coming back is usually a hard situation for me because of the, you know, it's just you get lonesome and you want to stay longer and you want to do more. This time I noticed a complete shift. I felt Heisi absolutely at peace and I felt complete. So that was a great life lesson.
Yep. And I think that kind of illustrates, which might be considered a cliche, but it's do what you can and allow that to be enough and accept that you did what you could rather than worrying about what you didn't do, what you couldn't do, especially if there's like distance with you, you know, instead of always worrying about what you think you should be doing, if only you were closer, but you can't because you're not there, versus that kind of peace you were talking about, which says, I did what I could within the limits or parameters of what it is I have available to me, be it time, distance, et cetera. And I allow that to be enough.
Yeah, I like that. And also, for our listeners out there, you can take this example, although it's my personal example, and reflect on your own life. And I really feel that the gift of inner peace and the gift of completion shows you that you are in alignment with your path. So if I get on the plane and I was still feeling worried, or if I had feelings of being pulled out of the nest, whatever, like cold toffee or cold molasses, hanging onto the doors of the airport instead of sitting on the plane and getting ready for my next adventure, I feel if you close your eyes and breathe into it, you can reflect on where you really are.
Right, rather than worrying about where you think you should be.
Exactly. So speak to being present with yourself.
Right, which I think speaks to and doing what you can in the present moment rather than always worrying about what you should have done in a past moment or what you think you should be doing in a future moment.
Yeah. So go ahead.
I was going to say, which especially with worrying about what you think you should do in a future moment always tends to minimize or devalue what you are doing or can do in the present moment because you never allow that to be enough.
Exactly. And so that was my inspiration. And when I came back, I became very interested in the Buddha. So what I did is I went to my good friend PBS, Public
PBS. Broadcasting.
Public Broadcasting. PBS. Public Broadcasting. And there's an S.
It's system.
Okay. So I went to PBS, and lo and behold, on their homepage was a two-hour special on the Buddha.
And could you watch that online right there on their website?
Oh, yes. You just click, and it's available on the website, and it's very nicely done. It's a lovely piece. I watched it in maybe three sections because I wanted to absorb the information I was getting and give myself a chance to process it a little bit. I'd highly recommend it if anybody is going through any situation like I went through, turned a corner, shifted the energy, and became intrigued by the balance. So I'd highly recommend www.pbs.org.
All right. Well, thank you for that recommendation.
Yeah, and of course, now, that's the humor of inspiration, too.
Ah, well, I doubt that. Now, I don't know that we'll have the wisdom of the Buddha to pass on, but perhaps we might go to our first caller and see what wisdom we can glean from the tools that we use when people call in for questions. How does that sound?
Sounds excellent.
All right. So we're going to go to our first caller, and this is someone calling from area code 617. Are you there, caller? From area code 617? Well, perhaps they have got distracted and have not stayed in the present moment listening for us, listening for our dulcet tones to waft through their phone line.
Or maybe they're watching the Buddha on PBS.
That's right. They got so intrigued, they immediately dashed off to watch. Are you there, area code 617?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Karen, and I'm calling from Boston.
Well, welcome to the show. And
thank you.
What is it that you would like for us to look at for you today?
Oh, boy, let me see. Boy, so much has been happening. Well, one of them is the main issue is in regards to me letting go. The relationship between my mother and I is very turbulent. It always has been. And, you know, I need to let it go. And I'm basically, well, I can't say that I'm struggling with it because I've come to the understanding that it is what it is. And I just want to move forward in my life.
So what do you feel is preventing you from moving forward and making that final letting go?
Because I feel like it's my mother.
Hmm.
And I feel that, you know, you hear people, you know, your mother is the most important person in your life. And, you know, I really don't know.
Okay. Now, I'm going to say something that often is controversial. And
okay.
It's not just for rating. Not just for rating.
Okay.
You know, we hear that phrase, blood is thicker than water.
Yes.
And I don't subscribe to that theory because I think that we often find that people put themselves in very unhealthy situations by thinking that there is an unnecessary obligation simply because there is some sort of blood relation.
Yes.
And if we can let go of that, and say, I need to see this person as simply an equal, and are they treating me and am I treating them the way that I would want anyone else to treat me or to be able to treat someone? And if
Absolutely.
Not,
yeah.
why do I force myself to keep subjecting myself to this?
Exactly.
And that's where we
would
have to maybe learn boundaries, where we maybe have to learn how to limit our communication or our interactions with that person.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean we have, sometimes we do have to just completely walk away. But
yeah.
Sometimes it just means instead of feeling obligated to go to every holiday dinner when we know how it is going to unfold, we say, I'm going to choose one holiday dinner in the year, and
exactly.
That's the only one I will go to.
Yes.
Yes. And, yes, you know, part of the reason I say that is because as I was pulling cards as you were talking, mm-hmm. one of the big cards that came up here is the Devil card.
Mm-hmm.
And it came up in the position of the next 1 to 3 months, so in the short term. And to me, what that indicates is what we need to focus on next, or what the next step or action is over the next couple of months. The Devil is really about conditioning, and it's about how we have given power away. And so the conditioning is when we live according to shoulds and supposed tos. It's when we fall into old habits or patterns because that's what we grew up with, or that's what we just, you know, it's like being 30 and going back to Thanksgiving dinner and then immediately becoming a 10-year-old again when we walk into the door.
Oh, my God, yes.
And the dynamic doesn't shift. And so breaking that conditioning either means if I have the ability, because that means I've done work on myself, if I have the ability to go to that dinner but walk in as an adult, see the other people as adults, and we're all equals rather than parent-child, then I can do that, and therefore I will be able to say no when something is said or done that is not healthy or is not right. If I don't feel strong enough to do that, then I need to be able to say to myself, no, I'm not going to go, so that I don't subject myself to that again. And that's the next couple of months with the Devil card really can be about focusing on what are those patterns, what is that conditioning, and how do I need to go about, because really the Devil is about freedom and liberation. So it says, how do I free myself from that conditioning, and how do I take the power back so that I stop handing power over to? And this is where a lot of people fall into a trap, because they will say, you know, well, when I go there, my mother just makes me so mad. She pushes all of my buttons and it ends up in an argument. And to them, I would say, your mother is not doing anything. You're the one that's in control of your response.
That's right.
Just because she says does something doesn't mean you have to respond in a certain way, which conditioning means I'm responding unconsciously. I'm just reacting rather than taking a moment and saying, what's the best response? Which sometimes means no response.
No response. Exactly.
And so if we have that skill, then we can step into those kind of situations knowing we are capable of dealing with having a different response than what we might have before.
Exactly.
And if we don't, then we need to just not put ourselves in that situation.
Mm.
And that may mean that someone will get upset when we say, no, I'm not coming to that holiday dinner, but this is a family, you're supposed to be here, da 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 da. And that's where we have to learn to hold our power and say, but I, you know, either I can't, it's not healthy for me, or just say, well, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be there, and not continue the conversation. They may go on and on and on and on and on. We don't have to feed the conversation. We just remain silent. They have their reaction, and then we say, well, I'm sorry, I won't be there.
That's true. That's so true. That is so
and
true.
And so, go ahead.
You know, I noticed something we had, my mother and I had a blow up yesterday, and because you know, since I was a child, I've always felt that my mother had some type of chip on her shoulder towards me, and as an adult I can now articulate and ask my mother, you know, what's the problem between you and me? What's going on? And what I heard her say and what she said was, you know what it is. You know what it is. You know what it is. I'm like, I really don't know what it is. You did something to me. And I'm like, I need to know what it is that you feel that I did to you, so we can heal this. I'm not going to tell you. And what came to me was this. It's almost like my mother has this I call it the bucket, it's like the piggy bank of resentment. And she fills the bucket with resentment, but if she actually told me and sat down and actually told me the reason why she felt the way she did, she can no longer secretly hold that against me. It's almost like a sense of power.
Right.
I have something. I have a secret, and I have a secret. I have power. I can put these things over on you, and weigh them on you. And you feel a certain way because I do. This is my mother, and it's been going on for so long. But if I don't tell you and let it go and release it and heal it, I no longer have power. So as long as do you know what I'm trying to say? I don't know how to take that.
Because for example, the King of Swords shows up here, and the word for that card is control. So
yes.
she can maintain power and feel as if she has control over you or over a situation, because, you know, I was just talking to somebody the other day, and the phrase came up: knowledge is power.
Yes.
And so here, there's a sense that she has what she thinks is knowledge of something that
yes.
she can use to have power and control over you or a situation.
Yes.
And of course, not revealing that knowledge means she controls and holds on to the power. But,
yes, and it builds, and it, to me, it feels like it builds up. I'm not going to tell you. You know what it is. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to sit down. We're not going to have this conversation, because if we have this conversation and heal this situation, then my bucket is no longer filled.
Right. But you have to look at, how do I continue to put something into her bucket by playing
exactly.
into it, by
yeah,
being
exactly.
in interaction, whatever. And I will say
yes.
that the card coming up here, you know, for her, the card that came up actually was the Queen of Pentacles.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have that King of Swords, and the Devil card is here. So one thing I would encourage you to do is
mm-hmm.
see it as, this isn't really something about you. This is
yes.
actually her own conditioning
yes.
from what she dealt with her own parents.
Amen.
And
yes.
she has not been able to see that, or has chosen not to want to
Amen.
Pursue
yes.
that process
yes.
of healing. And
yes.
therefore, it's just like a cycle of violence or something like that. It's just the perpetuation.
Yes.
Because somebody doesn't have the tools or doesn't understand how they are doing that or what they need to do for themselves.
Yes.
And, you know, here, we also have the Eight of Pentacles, which is a card of work, but it's also a card of like the ordinary and everyday, and that's in the relationship position between the two of you. So there's a sense
yes.
that this is just the ordinary interaction that keeps happening over and over again.
Yes.
And then we
yes.
have the reverse Six of Wands. Six of Wands is a card of success, and the reversal says that we may not be successful with this.
Absolutely.
But that's just because everyone isn't on board with trying to achieve the same success
yes.
or the same goal. And so
yes,
at some point, we have to know, reversing Six of Wands can say knowing how to pick your battles,
mm-hmm.
knowing when to retreat,
yes.
knowing when, you know, not to even engage in the battle.
Amen, yes.
Maybe that's picking your battles. So I don't mean to be redundant here. And we end actually with the reversed Judgment card. And that's a card that is about, one, not exercising good judgment or discernment. But that means, because it follows that Devil card. So that shows us that somebody who is giving into the conditioning is either not or is not willing to make good judgment or use good judgment. And then the Judgment card is also about, it's like seeing the writing on the wall, or it's wake up and smell the coffee.
Yeah. Yes.
And when it reverses, it's somebody who wants to turn their back to the wall and pretend,
yep.
if I don't see what's written on the wall, then it magically
yeah.
doesn't exist. So
yeah.
if I don't look at the problem, then it magically doesn't exist. So if I don't
yeah.
look at what's happening within me, then
mm-hmm.
it magically isn't a problem that's coming from within me.
Exactly.
And, you know, that just shows us that this is much more about the other person, who would have to be willing to recognize those things
Amen.
And do that work
yeah.
for themselves. And
yeah.
so you letting go is not about dishonoring a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And also, don't give into the conditioning where other people say, well, but it's your mother. blood is thicker than water kind of thing.
Yeah.
And said, you know, I need to get on with my own work on myself and in the world.
Yeah.
And when we do that, that often brings about a change in our environment because either people see a difference and it starts to affect them in some way, or it just means we get on with our life and our work and we recognize that now that I don't fill part of my world with that, I've opened up space and other things have come in, and I don't feel the great missing, the great longing, the great disappointment, whatever it would be, because we've recognized I've done the work, and therefore I have created my world and myself in a healthier way. And
if
I go back to what Mildred and I were talking about, that's all that we can do. And so let's just focus on what we can do and be, and allow that to be enough rather than always worrying about what we wish somebody else would do or what we think we could do for somebody else versus let me just do my work.
Amen. Oh, my God. Perfect. Beautiful. Exactly. Exactly. Because the one thing that I wanted to do and I kept telling to myself is that what I needed, you know, for me, was to start really looking at, you know, creating a spiritual family.
Yes.
And that's very important to me. And, you know, I kept saying it and never went forth to do it. And this morning, I actually, you know, I went to church, actually loved the church, had a beautiful time. And I will be going back because I really enjoy it and I like it. The same thing with getting counseling for myself. I kept saying I'm going to do it, and I kept putting it off and putting it off. And now, you know, I have an appointment, you know, to see counseling because I need it. I need someone to speak with. So it's like the things that I really wanted for myself are now starting to manifest.
Right. Well, that's because you've made the choice.
Yes.
To say it's okay for me to do this for myself rather than keep worrying about how to fix some other situation.
Yes. 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 Perfect. What you just said, everything was right on. Just perfect.
Well, so now let us see what a voice from north of the border has to offer with Mildred.
Oh.
Hi, Karen. Oh. Thank you for calling in.
We're not finished? We're not finished?
We're not finished, no.
Well, Mildred's good at giving that real... Mildred's good at giving that real down-home practical kind of advice and information.
And that would be pack your stuff and go.
No, Karen, we're not going to let go of you just yet. So one thing I wanted to bring to your attention for your consideration is as you and High C were having your, I call them healing conversations, and he was sharing some information for you to consider, for 7 to 10 times, you said, amen, amen. So I was quite intrigued by that. So wanted to share with you. Yeah, and our listeners, I started to think, I wonder what amen means. So I looked it up, and amen means so be it. So I thought that was very powerful.
Yeah.
Because he would be presenting a perspective. It was resonating with you, and you were saying, so be it.
Yes.
So be it. And the picture I got, I don't know if you've ever watched Star Trek with Captain Picard.
Yes.
You know,
Star Trek, The Next Generation. Is that the one you're talking about?
He has that saying. What is it? Let it be
he
so
says,
or make it,
make
it so.
Make it so.
Yeah. So after I got the so be it, then I got make it so.
Wow.
So that was really, really good. When you first called in, immediately I received the color green, which is a healing color.
Oh,
the second thing that came in for you, have you heard of animal totems?
Yes.
Okay. The animal totem that came in for you specifically related to your situation is the goose. So when you have a chance, go to Google and type in animal totem goose, and there's...
Okay.
Two messages in there for you that relate directly to your situation.
Okay.
And the third thing that came up for you is from a Doreen Virtue set of oracle cards. They're called Magical Unicorns.
Oh, wow.
And, and the card that came up is talk about your feelings. And if you would like, I'd be happy to read it to you for your consideration.
I would love it. I would absolutely love it.
Okay, so this is your opportunity and everybody's opportunity to breathe deeply. And I usually put my hand right on my chest so I can absorb all of the information through my ears and also through my heart.
Okay.
That can be shared. So this is what came up with you. And then after I read the card, I did get a tool that I will share that seems
okay,
to be
beautiful.
Appropriate. Yeah.
Thank you so very much.
And then Karen, then we'll let you go, Karen. Okay. So I'm going to read about your card. So close your eyes. Just take a deep breath. Because that's what I'm doing too. All right. So the guidance for your consideration is talk about your feelings. Tell a friend how you feel. This card means that you've been holding some feelings inside and you need to let them out. When you talk or write about your feelings, you understand them better. Sometimes you don't know how you really feel until you begin talking or you begin writing. It's not healthy to hold your emotions, especially anger or sadness. Find a trusted person who will listen to you, such as a friend or family member, a teacher or a practitioner. Let that person know that you need to talk and tell them exactly what you need. For instance, if you want them to listen without giving you advice, let them know. If you want them to comfort you, let them know. If you don't have someone to talk to or share your feelings because they're so private and you don't want to share them out loud, you can always start by writing about them. You can also silently talk to your guardian angels. They will listen to you with love, help you feel better, and help you on the path to finding the answers. So that is beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And perfect. And it's perfect, because again, I speak a lot with my sister, and I also have a friend that I talk to as well. And I mean, that the fact that I have been talking to them has really opened a lot of things up for me, to the point again where it's like I truly need to seek some counseling and really speak to someone even deeper in these issues, because, you know, again, it's me stepping forward into a new life, not dragging the past behind me and into the future.
And to help you, there's a book that came up.
Oh, okay, it's wonderful.
The book is a workbook. It's called The Artist's Way.
Yes, Julia Cameron.
I had to get the book. If you don't already have it, indulge yourself with the 12-week program.
Okay.
And what beautiful that came into me. You are what you're creating. You are the beautiful creative work that you would like to unfold and discover.
Beautiful. I love it. I absolutely love this. This is perfect. And I'm definitely going to get the book. It's interesting because I've had the book before. I've actually bought the book and never opened the book up, never read the book. I buy books for some reason and don't read them. And it's like, you know, I'll turn and I'll look and I'll be like, okay, I'm meant to read this book now. Because I would open it up when it's not time for me to actually understand, to get the message. It's gibberish to me. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But when it's time for me to read the book and get the message, everything is very clear.
Yeah, so it would be time. The book is about, I don't know, 229 pages according to Amazon, and then there's the 12 program. And I'll just read each week through to you. And I'm doing this for you, Karen, but I'm also doing this for listeners, because people are out there and they're being inspired by what you have to share and your honesty.
Wow. Thank you. I think the listeners.
I think that the card that actually came up for you with me was the Two of Pentacles, which can indicate doing two things at once or taking a multi-pronged approach. And I think what Mildred with the book, what that is probably suggesting is doing the processes in that book along with or alongside the counseling process will be extremely beneficial because they will feed each other.
Yeah.
Rather than thinking you have to wait and do one after the other or something like that, see it as a both at the same time process.
Okay. Wow. Okay, that'd be good because I think that with the doing in the same in the same process, I think I'm going to get. It's interesting because I think how I'm going to see myself and view myself is going to be very different than how I've always have seen myself.
Right. And I looked up very quickly goose as an animal totem, and I'll just tell you they're very brief. The four lessons that the goose has to offer us or when it shows up is saying,
is one of them
here's
to
what we need to work
for the
on.
Winter? Is one of them to go south for the winter?
Sure. If you you'll see one of the lessons will allow for that. So we have remember your roots.
Wow. Oh my God.
So this is wanting you, and I think here it's really coming back to, I mean, on the one hand that refers to remembering people that helped you along the way.
Yes.
But I think it also is about going back into your own roots, reconnecting with your core self.
Yes.
So that you can come back to that and start operating from there rather than all the stuff that's gotten added on to
yes.
it. The second lesson is follow your gut and rely on your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everything we're seeing here is really what I always tell people about a reading. A reading validates or confirms what you already know. It doesn't necessarily tell you something you don't know. So I think this is a lot of validation that you're starting to take the right steps and do the right things that you need to do. And if your intuition says fly south to Florida for the winter, then feel free to follow that intuition.
Yeah. I can add a little humor in this as well.
Well, we must never forget humor.
This is true.
And so the third lesson, communicate your needs with others.
Mm. Mm.
We see how all of this is tying together, obviously.
Yeah.
And the last lesson is protect that which is most valuable, but make sure you have your priorities straight and that you're protecting that which is worth protecting.
Wow.
And the relationship between you and your mother is important, but the way that it's structured now may not be the most important priority to try to protect.
Amen.
And instead, protecting your own health and sense of well-being.
Yes.
Is perhaps the most important priority right now, and that's what you want to make sure to protect.
Wow. You guys, I'm telling you, the dynamic duo, you guys are awesome.
Well, thank you.
I'm
curious. I want to read the 12-week program because, as I said, it's important for you and it's also important for other people who are listening. So I'll just read it through very briefly.
Okay.
And at the end of it, tell me how you feel. Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So week one is recovering a sense of safety. Week two is recovering a sense of identity. And you know what I'm finding interesting? They're all starting, each week starts with the word recovering. So first week, safety. Second week, sense of identity. Third week, recovering a sense of power. Fourth week, recovering a sense of integrity. Fifth week, recovering a sense of possibility. Sixth week, recovering a sense of abundance. In week seven, recovering a sense of connection. Week eight, recovering a sense of strength. Week nine, recovering a sense of compassion. Sounds like a healing week to me.
Yes.
Week 10, recovering a sense of self-protection. Week 11, recovering a sense of autonomy and independence. Week 12, recovering a sense of faith. So that would be the program, and it sounds like it would be a great guide to go along with the counseling or however you choose to express your voice. Because as I was saying earlier, when I was recently home, you still have... You have feelings that come up and emotions. The trick is being present with them and directing them in a healthy way. So this sounds like this is my structure for a healthy way.
Yes, yes. I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yeah. So, Karen, how does that feel when I finished reading them? Does that feel
I really feel excited.
Of course.
I'm excited about this. It's okay. Like there's a sense of adventure.
Of course.
A sense of adventure. And I feel really excited about this. I really do. I mean, I'm not oblivious of things coming up and, you know, and dealing with them. But I feel like this is, it's like when I say yes to the universe is opening up for me.
Exactly.
And calling the, you know, this show, which is fantastic. And the both of you spending this time with me, I'm telling you, things are just, this is beautiful. I'm very, very excited about this. Very excited. I mean, I went to church this morning. I've been wanting to do it. And I received a beautiful, beautiful bouquet of flowers. I was not expecting this gift. I wasn't expecting. I'm a new visitor, a new patron to this church. And I received a beautiful bouquet of flowers, just absolutely gorgeous.
Well, thank you very much for taking time to call in after having been at church today and taking some time out this afternoon. So
I'm just feeling good.
Excellent.
And Karen, just one more thing. We covered a lot of territory, a lot of information. So you can replay this after the show. It's there for
absolutely.
You.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so just replay it at your... And my final thing I want to say to you is make it so. Make it so.
Make it so,
make
number
it
one.
Make it so.
He usually says, engage.
Yes.
Pardon? This is engage?
Engage. Meaning,
engage.
Let's go forward.
Okay.
Isn't that right? Doesn't he say that?
Yeah, he says
number
that
one.
As well. Because he'll say, make it so, number one. And then he would, and then they would set the course. And then, so that, you'll set the course for your new adventure. And then you want to say, engage.
Engage.
Engage. Here you go. Off you go. Explore new frontiers.
That's right.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for calling. And many, many blessings to you both. Thank you.
Thank you.
Already. Bye-bye.
Now, Mildred,
We
have a couple more people waiting. We're going to take a quick break, and I just wanted to dedicate the song in this break to you because it made me think of you. It's actually a song from a musical. My partner and I, Jeff, are going to France in November, and we're going to go see this musical, and I just love the song. So it is in French, but it also has a bit of that kind of, I don't know, Irish jig feel to it. And I thought, I think Mildred might enjoy this. So I thought I would just dedicate it to you.
Thank you. I might even be dancing on the other end.
Well, I encourage everyone to. And the song is actually called Le Jour qui se rêve, which means kind of the day that I dream of, or the day that I've been hoping for. So hopefully this will inspire people to allow themselves to dream and know that you can achieve whatever day you dream of, if you simply allow yourself to dream it. go, Mildred. Little something to pep you up and keep you dancing today.
Oh, my God. That's a great song. I didn't want it to end. Like I didn't want the day to end, right? That's wonderful.
Thank you. I agree. I was just dancing around. And hopefully everybody out there enjoyed it. You know, I think it's important for people to learn to enjoy music even when you can't necessarily understand the language it's in, because you can feel the music and feel what's in there even if you don't know the words exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
there you
and
go.
That's in that category.
That's right. So I think we will move on to our next caller.
All right.
And this is someone calling from area code 530. Are you there, caller? Are you calling from area code 530?
Yes.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Donna. I'm calling from Westwood, California.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. What is it that you'd like for us to look at today for you?
Oh, Bobby, just in general, whatever you think I need to know.
All right. Well, give me a moment while I shuffle cards. I don't know, Mildred, if you're getting something right away or... Are you there, Mildred?
I'm here.
Oh.
I did my great trick. I had myself on mute.
Oh.
I'm very talented at that. Don, is it Donald? Did I get your name properly?
Bailey.
If you could tell me your first name again, that would be great.
Donna.
Oh, John. Oh, I'm so happy I asked. I had you down as Don, but I didn't feel that was right. So your name is John, and you're from California.
Yeah, it's Donna.
Oh, Donna. Okay.
Yes.
Donna. Okay. So Donna, and you're from California. What part of California?
Northern California.
Oh, okay. Now, the first thing that came up for me, for you, is the animal totem cat. Are you familiar with animal totems?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'd suggest is you go to Google and you type in animal totem and see the message that cat has for you. And there's one key message in particular that may resonate with your, with where you are right now in terms of providing some guidance or perspective just in general for you. And the color that came up for you is orange.
Okay.
So I would be interested in the animal totem cat and the color orange.
Okay.
And the other thing, okay, and the other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go into the fairy oracle and I'm going to pick out a card that may have some information that would be of interest. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, hold on. Ooh, there we go. The card that came up for you is miracle healing.
Okay.
Would you like me to read it?
Yes, please.
Okay. So usually what I suggest is close your eyes, take a deep breath, and as I shared with the listener, Karen, earlier, I usually put my hand on my chest because I want the information to be absorbed into my heart also. That's my best way of doing it. So let's have a little go and see what it has to say. And at the end, there's an affirmation that you may find useful throughout the day or throughout the week. So here we go. So Donna, heaven is completely on your side and your prayers have been heard and answered. You don't need to petition heaven to help you, as your situation is already healed in truth. The healed reality is one of several parallel realities currently available to you. So you have the choice through your thoughts and emotions and intentions to experience the highest possible reality for yourself. You access your healed situation through faith and gratitude. To feel these powerful catalyzing emotions, say mentally aloud, I'm tired of thinking about this situation. I don't want to deal with it any longer. Here, I'm giving the entire thing to you, and you can think about it and resolve it. And the gratitude part comes in. Thank you so much for taking care of everything. then detach completely from the situation, and seeing the situation placed in the palm of the universe's loving hand. Feel grateful that your situation is now resolved and be open to the creative solution that greets you. So for me, when I'm looking at this, what I'm getting out of it is an opportunity to think your highest thoughts, your highest emotions, to act in the best interest of your highest self, and then you will experience your life from that vantage point. And the affirmation that's available for your consideration is, in truth, everything and everyone, including myself, is healed right now. I focused on the truth instead of illusions of fear. So how does that feel to you?
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah? To me, it sounds like a nice general opportunity to direct you to always aim for your highest. And then you're going to look out, as I said, at the world with this type of eye and this type of ear and this type of heart. So that's what I'm getting for you. How about you, Hi C?
Well, so the first thing I did is when you talked about the animal totem, I quickly looked up animal totem for cat. And some of the things that it indicates here, I think, are extremely relevant and certainly tie in directly to the oracle card as well. Because one thing that it says is animal totem cat appears when it's time to break out of our habitual way of doing something or looking something or just to break a habit or pattern. And it's time for fresh change and something new, rather than just doing something in the old way or letting something continue on as it has been. The second message from Kat is also sometimes the best solution for a problem is to step away from it rather than to stay engaged in it. And I found it interesting when she was reading the affirmation for the oracle card, because one of the other lessons is the cat will appear when it wants to tell us we have the power over illusion. So trust your instinct, because cats are all about instinct. Trust your instinct about a situation, because you probably instinctually know what the truth is. But the cat also encourages us to be aloof, which means to separate from it emotionally and to observe it from the outside, which also goes with the cards that were coming up for me, because the Four of Swords came up, which is a card of, sometimes I say, let me sleep on it, but it's a card that is like looking at something as an observer from a distance rather than being caught up in it. And we want to, it can be a card of postponement or delay, which says, let us wait before doing anything or wait before speaking. Otherwise, we may just exacerbate a situation versus if we do nothing. And we wait, the truth may show itself, or someone may out themselves, or something may be revealed, because it'll just kind of happen of their own accord rather than us doing something that might push them to try to hide it, might push them to put more effort into trying to hide something, versus if we step back and just wait, they'll kind of, it'll reveal itself. And so the truth will out, and we have that power over illusion, which just means we're able to wait out the truth rather than buy into the illusion or be made the fool because we bought into somebody else's illusion or what they were saying, even when it went against what our own intuition was telling us. There's also a sense, the Master card comes up, which says that it's time for us to become the master of our own destiny and the master of the situation. So we need to take charge and do what is necessary. And then the Six of Cups comes up reversed, meaning it's upside down. And that can indicate that the Six of Cups is a card of like nostalgia and things that were in the past that we now remember with fondness or happiness. The reversal says it's time for us to stop trying to wait for, recapture, or recreate the past, because we'll never be able to have that again in the same way. Plus, it sometimes reminds us that the way we remember something is probably not the way that it was. The further away we are from it, the more we start to think of it in an idealized way. And the reversal of this says, instead of trying to go back to that time, or, you know, it'd be like saying, instead of trying to recapture a relationship with someone because we were so happy together 20 years ago and now they've come back into our life, let's look at what can I start creating now, and how is waiting for or trying to recapture the past getting in the way of me being able to see what is in front of me now and have happiness with what I have now. I will say Six of Cups reversed sometimes can indicate someone or something from the past coming back into our lives, and this is in the next 1 to 3 months, so pay attention to that. But be very careful to not fall into that illusion that, oh, this person is back, maybe we can have what once was, versus, is there something new that can be created? And if not, maybe we just need to say, hello, nice to see you, and then we continue to move on, rather than thinking that we can go back to something that was.
Right, that I understand.
So I think the key thing for me right now is to not let your emotions get in the way of what your intuition may be indicating to you is the truth about something, so that we start to create illusion for ourselves of what we want to see or what we want to hear rather than what the actuality is. And to be willing to start making some fresh changes and do something in a new way rather than falling into the old habitual way. And that if you do nothing but observe and take that step back, the truth will show itself rather than something that you do to try to make the truth come out. So
it's basically seeing it unfold instead of making it happen.
Correct.
Okay.
So do you have any questions about that?
No, I think I pretty well understand that part.
All right. Well, hopefully that what was coming out from what Mildred said and what the cards here had to say is something that you recognize is applicable to something going on in your life right now, and that will be some guidance on the way that you can approach that situation or that thing. Now it's up to you whether you will heed it or not.
You're right.
Donna, I did get a tool as Hi C was sharing his insights with you. I did have a tool that came up for your consideration. Perhaps you've heard of the book called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. Have you ever heard of that book? No, okay. So if you go to Amazon and you type in The Four Agreements, a book's going to come up. And it's a short book. It's a very nice one. And there's also a workbook that goes with it. The four premises of the book are this, and I'll read them to you. Number one, be impeccable with your word. Number two, don't take anything personally. Number three, don't make assumptions. And number four, always do your best. So they're the four agreements that you can make with yourself and make with the universe. And, of course, there are chapters, and they talk about them and give examples. I feel, based on the inspiration that's coming through to me, that this book at this time, and there's also a workbook or a companion book to go along with it, would be useful.
Okay.
And it also reinforces the guidance that's coming through for Hi-C and also the information that's coming through from my end.
Okay.
So it kind of ties it up in a nice bow. That's how I would look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And if Amazon is not an option, I'm sure the book may also be available secondhand, or it may even be at the library. I'm not sure, but it's called The Four Agreements. And as I shared earlier with Karen, who called in from Boston, you can always re-listen to your session with myself and Hi-C. If you want to listen to it again, it's always available for you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So you're welcome. So thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
So that's it for me, Hi-C.
All right. Thank you very much, Donna, for joining us today. Enjoy the rest of the Sunday.
Thank you. You guys too.
All right.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye.
So let us move on. I always get confused with these because the way it shows up is 1111111111, which I'm assuming is a blocked number. So are you there, caller?
I am, and it's a Skype number.
Oh, a Skype number. Okay. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Jean. I'm calling from Maryland, and I'm curious about getting looking for some insight around a new job.
And is this a new job you already have that you're getting ready to start, or you're looking for a new job?
One that I already have, and I've just started.
Okay. What's the day and month of your birth?
9/18.
All right. I know it sounded like we suddenly went silent, but because we both probably had to shuffle cards and didn't want to have all of the noise there.
With silence. Silence is okay.
So the reason I asked your birth date was to calculate a year number and a year card for you, and that applies from birthday to birthday. So I just did it to look at what you'll be going into in September, and you'll be entering into a 6-year, which corresponds to the Lover's card. That actually is a card that can indicate a year where you're at a crossroads and you have choices that open up to you. So it's literally like coming up to the V in the road, and now I have multiple directions to choose from. So one thing that could show us just from a new job standpoint is that this job is going to lead to a V where it's going to open up other choices, other avenues, other opportunities for you. So it may be that it's just a job that now has other advancement opportunities or will open up opportunity for doing new things or moving your career in a different direction. So it's actually very encouraging in that regard. And what's interesting is when I then was laying out the cards to pull specifically for the question, the card that came up in the short-term position, which is the next 1 to 3 months, which means what's coming next or what's the next step, was the Lover's card. And that was just, after I shuffled the deck, turned cards over, that's the card that came up. So it's the same card as what your year card will be as of your birthday in September. And that would indicate to me that, one, you'll really start to see what this job opportunity will have to give you or will open up for you once you move into that year. So it may be that because the first card that came up is the Moon card. So it may be that as you're starting it, it's kind of an unknown quantity. It's kind of like there's a mystery where you're going, I'm not quite sure if this is the right thing or where this is going to take me or what this is going to be about or why this is the right thing for me or whatever. But as you move into your year after your birthday, that will start to clear up and you'll be much more aware of the choices, the opportunities, the different paths that this job will have to offer you. The nice thing is that the second card that came up, the Seven of Wands reversed, here in the deck I'm using, that card is called Stress, but it's reversed, meaning it's upside down. And so it shows us that this seems to be a job that somehow is going to be perhaps less stressful or create less stress for you than what you came from. Seven of Wands is also a card where we often feel as if we're getting challenged from every side. And so the reversal of it will make us feel as if we're not being challenged or in conflict from every side around us. So hopefully that means that where you came from, if that felt that way, this is going to be very different in that regard. You're not going to feel as if everybody is out to get you or everybody is out for their own thing or everything is a challenge. And no matter which way I turn, it's always a conflict or an argument or a difficulty or whatever versus, okay, it seems as if it's easier to get the work done, to get things done, to be involved with people that have more of a common vision or work together rather than are always at odds with each other. And the Seven of Cups reversed comes up after that, and that reversal says so Seven of Cups is like having many things to choose from. And I think we see that theme coming up, that this job seems to be something that really is opening up many different options, choices, things that we can start thinking about doing or pursuing. or even learning or, you know, that kind of thing. And right now, don't worry about trying to focus on one thing. Right now, don't try to necessarily stand up for or fight for something you particularly feel is the way something should be, versus just kind of ease into it by taking in what the culture is, how things are working, what people are doing and suggesting. And we'll focus later, but right now, just kind of explore different aspects of the job rather than trying to get too focused or too narrow in what it is that you are going to be doing or where you're putting your energy. Just kind of dabble a little bit to get a feel for different aspects of the job and of the company, because the time for focusing and choosing a direction will come, but not until later. And I would say, well, if I looked into this, it would probably be the fourth week of winter, which right after the first of the year, will probably be when we want to wait until we make a final decision. And whether that's something we have to express to the people there or something you just do for yourself, wait until then to really start making a more of a final choice as to what direction or what thing you want to focus on. And for now, kind of, like Seven of Cups is like play the field. So, you know, just kind of dip your toe into different aspects of the job and the company and what is done there. And then after the first of the year, it'll probably be a better time for you to start making it more clear to yourself and to other people what you'd particularly like to focus on being a part of or doing or working on or that kind of thing.
Okay.
So hopefully that makes sense. Do you have any questions about that? Anything that wasn't clear?
Yeah. So the reason I'm just a bit confused is it is a new position and I have a lot of responsibility and I'm torn between, you know, trying to make the right changes and doing what needs to be done to fix some things that have been wrong for a few years. And mm-hmm. while doing that, also risking, you know, as you just said, upsetting the apple cart.
Right. And so this would say to ease into making the changes rather than to immediately come in and start making sweeping changes, and to take the time to talk to and hear from all sides what they do, why they do it that way, even asking what their input is on how they think it could be done differently or better, rather than just coming in and implementing it without people feeling as if that input was available for them to give. And now they're confused as to why this is happening or why this person is being let go or why this is suddenly being changed. And there, that's where I would say perhaps not fully implementing or focusing on pinpointing how these changes are going to take place until towards the end of the year, beginning of the year, and taking the time in between to just maybe make small changes and see how they feel, to get that input from other people, and to ease into and towards bigger change rather than trying to do it right away.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Okay. So, Mildred, what's coming up for you?
Yeah. Hi, Jean. Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. I'm curious, what is the weather like in Maryland?
It's actually the heat has kind of broke. It's going to be beautiful, and it's cloudy, and we've had some rain, but it's just starting to break.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, an animal totem came up for you, and the animal totem is hippopotamus. Are you familiar with animal totems?
I am familiar with the animal totem. However, I'm not familiar with that animal.
Okay, so how I look at this is the hippopotamus is showing up for you with some guidance for your consideration, some healing medicine that relates specifically to your situation. So I would go to Google, I type in animal totem hippopotamus, and there's three messages in there that are going to be relevant or that will resonate with you. And the second thing that came up right away was in terms of colors, because sometimes colors come into me, is a beautiful rainbow. And it started to resonate when High C was talking about dabbling, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know, taking it all in. So the rainbow colors, the beautiful rainbow colors, are directly related to that concept or the energy vibration of taking your time, looking around, dabbling in this, dabbling in that. So I thought that was pretty interesting. The third thing that came up was an oracle card from Doreen Virtues. We're tapping into the fairies once again, and it's called visualization. So what I'd love to do is read the message from the card, and then we can see if how that feels to you, if it sounds true. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
Okay. So as with Karen and as with Donna, I'm going to ask who are callers who called in earlier, I'm going to ask you just to close your eyes and to take a deep breath and put your hand over your heart so you can absorb the message into your heart, be present with the message, and we'll dive into visualization. So here we go. The fairies know the power of conscious visualization as a tool for manifestation. By drawing this card, you are guided to sit quietly on a daily basis and visualize yourself living a healthy, happy, abundant, and meaningful work life. Visualize only what you desire and avoid picturing things that you do not desire. You have powerful visual skills, even if you're unaware of them. Affirm daily, I am a highly visual person. Any blocks that you have about seeing through your vision will begin to lift. Know that it's safe for you to see the future, to see other worlds, and see the truth about your life and your work life. By releasing any fears about seeing, your visualization powers will be greatly magnified. And the affirmation is, and this is something that you may choose to say on a daily basis, it is safe for me to see. I am a very visual person. So, Jean, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Do you acknowledge yourself as a visual person?
I am.
Okay. And does that extend to visualizing what you would like your work life to look like?
Yes.
Okay. So that's an excellent, excellent tool that you can use. If it was me and I had this guidance and I was in your situation, I would take a few minutes every morning and I would put it out there. I'd sit quietly and create in my mind, the eye of my mind, how I would like my day to look, how I would like my month to look, and how I would like things to look a little further down the road. And that would create an energetic structure to help me flow through the day. Does that feel like something you could do?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I feel really good about it. Now, on a comical note, as you were speaking with High C and High C was speaking with you, a song came into me. And sometimes songs come in as energetic vibrations that can help support where you feel that you would like to go. I love when songs come in. So the song that came in for you is Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Have you ever heard of that song? It's an old one.
Oh, sure. It's a baseball song.
Yeah, it's like, take me out to the ball game. That one, right?
Right.
Okay. So that would be a song that you could potentially not play every day, but play frequently. You could play that song, which is on YouTube, and then do your visualization. Or you could do your visualization and then play the song, because the energy of the song and the energetic vibration will support you in your manifestation. How does that feel?
That feels great.
Yeah, yeah, I love that song. And the lyrics are also, if you don't know the lyrics, they're also available on Google, because I checked for you. So that's what came up for me, for you. Hippopotamus, the visualization oracle card, and the great energizing song, Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time.
You're welcome.
And
I see anything else?
Well, I just wanted to add that I quickly looked up hippopotamus as an animal totem, And a couple of the things that it really is about is taking a second look. So don't just look at something and make a change versus look at it and then take a second look. That can also mean perhaps having a look at it through somebody else's eyes as the second look, or to get a second opinion on something.
Right.
And also Hippopotamus cautions us to not take anything for granted. So don't assume that something is the way it is. That can even be like the second opinion. Just because one person says, well, this is how we do it and it doesn't work, don't take that for granted and get a second opinion and see what somebody else says, because maybe one person it doesn't work for, but five other people it works for. And that may inform how you go about changing some things rather than just doing it based on one person's assessment. Also, Hippo is, it represents living between two worlds, because it spends most of its day in the water, but then the rest of the time it's on land. And I think there, and being in water is the emotional realm. And so I think that there it says you have to be able to go into this and not just see yourself as the boss or the person who's coming in to make changes, but to live in both worlds for a little while, which means live in the world of the people that you're working with or that are working under you that will be affected by the change, as well as living in the realm of being the boss and having to look at what needs to change, so that there isn't a disconnect or there isn't a sense of separation between people that work for you and you as the boss. Simply,
right.
As here's the overlord making the changes versus here's somebody that spent the time to understand us and what we're doing and how it works and is now making changes, but those changes make sense because we've had input and they make sense to us. And the hippopotamus made me think of Tawaret, who was, she's a mother goddess in Egypt. And she's kind of portrayed in almost every scene of birth as the midwife. And so you have the opportunity to birth or to rebirth something here, but you really want to look at it as you're the midwife and you have to honor the process and not necessarily try to rush it, because just because we want the baby out doesn't mean we go in and just pull it out. We have to allow for the process of the birth. And that it also means sometimes there is gestation time. You know, a baby takes its time to form in the womb and then is birthed into the world. And I think that's where we were seeing waiting to fully implement some of these changes until the first of the year is because there's a gestation time that needs to happen, because you have the opportunity to birth or rebirth something and give it new life. But we want to give it the full ability and opportunity to come to full life and form and develop the way it needs to be ready to take that on, rather than to come out not fully formed and then not either not be or to struggle to be viable and sustainable for the long term.
Okay. Well, wow, that was interesting.
Okay. Well,
okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, Mildred, I think that we will take a momentary break and we'll be back with another caller from area code 650. So if you're listening from 650, be ready, because we're coming for you in 54 seconds.
At Firefly Willows LIVE, we're working hard to be your trusted source for fun, enlightening, and heart-centered information and community. And we're passionate about the art of transformative media, the new leading edge of communication in our highly connected, media-rich world. If you're passionate about facilitating change and you have gifts or ideas you'd like to share, come join us, host a show, or be a guest, or connect us to an amazing speaker or teacher whose message is too good to miss. There's always room for courageous, knowledgeable changemakers, inspired artists, and new ideas. Let us know you're interested. Send an email to info@fireflywillows.com. We're Firefly Willows, LIVE, helping you find and shine your inner light.
And we are back. I'm assuming you're back with us, Mildred.
I am here.
And we're
you
going to
know.
Go. I know. And now we're going to go to area code 650. Are you there, caller from area code 650?
I guess that's me.
It is. It is you.
Okay,
can you tell
wasn't
us,
sure.
Well, can you tell us your name and where you're calling from?
I'm Pamela, and I'm calling from Mountain View.
Welcome, Pamela. And what is it that you'd like for us to look at today for you?
Well, I was kind of hoping for like a general reading. I'm going through a lot of transitions at this time in my life, and I'd really like to get some insight as to what's going on. What am I going in the right direction? Am I not going in the right direction? What I need to focus on? You know, whatever comes up.
Okay. And what's the day and month of your birth?
9/30/62.
All right. So for the birth date, if you heard me just a minute ago saying I used that to calculate a year number and a year card.
Mm-hmm.
And I did just go ahead and look to see what you'll be going into in September. Certainly we can back it out if you want to look at right now for this year, but we're not too far away from the transition into the new year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, right now what you're in is an 8 year. 8 is about seeing the results of things that we've been doing or working towards. And 8 is about flexibility and adaptability, saying as those things start to take form, let me see how they are and how I need to work with them rather than trying to only see it the way I wanted to see it or force it to try to be or go the way that I think it should have. Work with what's coming about, rather than trying to force it to be what you thought it was going to be or should be. And then as you move into next year, you'll move into a 9 year, and 9 is about completion and closure. So you're heading towards bringing an end to one or more phases or cycles of your life. And you want to focus on what is nearing completion, what is ready to be done, what do I need to do to finish up something, tie up the loose ends, so that it can be finished and put behind me and make room for the new to come in. It's the thing you want to be careful of in a 9 year is making sure that we focus on what needs to be completed before thinking about starting something new and not necessarily rushing into the new thing versus giving a little bit of transition and breathing room space in between those. So that what's done is done. It's kind of like the compost period. You want to allow time for something to break down and re-nourish the soil before immediately planting something else. So start really paying attention to what is revealing itself to be ready to be done or brought to an end or a close. Focus in those areas and don't be in a hurry to replace them or to bring something new in versus allowing a bit of time for what wants to come into that open space to reveal itself rather than us immediately trying to put in there what we think should be. Also, 9 corresponds to the Hermit card. So that shows us that next year, meaning as of your birthday, you start to move into more of it's a retreating from the world a little bit, being a little more introspective. It can literally be taking retreats more in order to do some personal or internal work. And that's part of that processing and understanding of what did I just finish? What did it mean? What did I learn from it? What do I take from it? What am I leaving behind? And how do I prepare myself for the new? So don't be afraid of prioritizing alone time in the coming year, because you'll need that in order to better understand what these changes and transitions mean and have meant, and what the next step is, where we want to go next as a result of having finished that or leaving that behind. Which is also echoed with the cards that came up specifically, because the Moon card came up, and so that's about exploring emotional depths It's also a card of emergence. So there's a sense that you're preparing to emerge from a dark time, but dark time can just mean introspective time. But there are things that have been coming to the surface, and sometimes, like here, the moon card is called past lives. So it's time to deal with the past. It's also time to start moving towards putting the past behind us. And a past life can mean seeing things literally in terms of the reincarnation idea, things from a past life that have resurfaced in this lifetime and what that means and understanding that. Can also just mean, you know, if I'm 30, I can say, oh, when I was 20, that's like three lifetimes ago. And this is saying it's time for me to recognize that that simply is the past me, and I don't have to continue being that. I don't have to continue being defined by that. And I can start moving forward and creating a new me rather than trying to somehow continue to incorporate or take into account the old me as if somehow letting that go is going to be a disservice or is going to be something that I'm... We seem to think that letting go is a bad thing versus allowing who we were or what we did to be what was right or necessary in that time, but no longer serves a purpose now as we move into something new or into a new part of ourselves. And this is the time to recognize what's coming to the surface that needs to be in the past or was simply a part of the past me or the past situation, and how do I go about leaving it there? It doesn't have to necessarily be a part of the future me. And do this slowly, because Nine of Wands reversed comes up. Nine of Wands is a card of exhaustion, and when it reverses, we can have a tendency to burn the candle at both ends. We rush, we burn ourselves out, we exhaust ourselves trying to do, understand, fix, etc. And here it's really asking us to, instead of exhausting ourselves, trying to exhaust every possibility and understand it all at once, focus on one aspect at a time and sit with that aspect and allow that to process and reveal what it has to reveal, then move to the next step or the next thing. You don't have to do it all at once. And, you know, reversing Ace of Cups comes up next. And that's, Ace of Cups is about going with the flow. Ace of Cups is about our heart, about our intuition. It's also going to be a very psychic card. It can also be new love and new relationship. But the reversal here says that we have to empty out the cup first, before we start refilling the cup. So we have to make sure that there's no residual left from the old before we start pouring the new into our cup, into our heart, into our life, however you want to see that. The cup is the container that we're filling. And it makes me think, you know, my partner is a sommelier, and so he does a lot of wine tastings for people. And one of the things they do is in between each wine, they rinse the glass, so that a new wine isn't mixed with the old wine, even if there's just a little bit left. So it doesn't get mixed and therefore taint the taste or the quality of the new wine that's coming in. And this is saying the same thing. Make sure that we have completely emptied the cup. Make sure we have completely finished, closed, completed, put behind us what is in the past, so that there aren't residual aspects still lingering about that then muddy what it is we're trying to create for the new. And I think that you're not that far away from starting to see the different ways that this is wanting to manifest itself, or in terms of kind of a real world way, because the Two of Pentacles comes up in the next 1 to 3 months. And that can indicate, I mean, here it's called moment by moment. So it reiterates that idea of taking this one step at a time, one thing at a time, one moment at a time, rather than feeling like we need to do it all at once. Otherwise, we throw ourselves off balance and we feel overwhelmed. But Two of Pentacles can also be doing more than one thing at a time. So it's like the card of the multitasker. So this can show us that the next few months are probably going to give us opportunity to either work on these things in different ways, or just that we want to try to pursue doing it. If you heard, like, this came up for a previous caller, and they were going to go see a counselor, And then Mildred had also suggested working through a book called The Artist's Way. And the Two of Pentacles came up, and I think it's the same here. What it indicated is having a multi-pronged approach, doing those things at the same time will serve and feed each other, rather than thinking that we need to just do one thing and wait until that's done before doing the other thing. So doing things in more than one way, reading about things is one thing, but then doing something in a physical way helps to process or helps us to understand better what it is we may have read, because we aren't just sorting it through in our brain, we're doing something with it. And that could be reading a book on how to heal an emotional wound and then taking a painting class where I actually get to paint what that wound looks like and then what it looks like healed to me. So we have two different ways of looking at, experiencing, or processing something. So is this making sense? Are there questions that you have about it?
Well, I have one question, and all of it is making perfect sense. And it is all applicable, because that's how I'm feeling right about now. I am, like I said, I am in transition. I'm of an age. There's just, like, to be quite honest with you, it's nice to hear that I'm going to move into completing something, because I feel like I've spent this last year just doing or creating, and I'm like, I'm exhausted.
Right.
There's just so much going on. My brain is just can't take it anymore. So things need to start coming off. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Certain things need to be put away now. And my question to you is, so for me to do all of this nine business, I get the whole year to accomplish this, right? I don't have to concern myself with a timeline that's faster than that, right? Because
Correct.
Right now I feel, okay.
Yeah, because a year number, a year card is the umbrella for a whole year. So that's the energy that is most prevalent or is strongest throughout that year. So from September 30th of this year through September 29th of next year, that's the energy that is most strongest and how we want to kind of focus during that year overall. And that encompasses all the different areas and aspects of our life. And I will say that the Two of Pentacles coming up here, Two of Pentacles actually can indicate 2 years. So it could indicate that just give these things breathing room and don't rush them. And it may take 2 years to really start to come to a sense of everything is done. This is where I need to be going with it and that kind of thing. But that may just be because there's multiple aspects or areas. And it may just take time if we're just focusing on one area at a time. It'll just take some time to get through them rather than trying to do them all at once, which is where we get to the exhaustion and burnout phase.
Right, right. And to reinforce what you said in regards to, where was it? You said something about putting the past business. I will reinforce to you that that is true. And it's more about my divorce. And I found in the last, 3 months ago, I found out that I didn't deal with the emotional, which I found to be quite disturbing. And that's really thrown me for a loop. And I'm finding that there was a lot of emotional stuff that I never really dealt with. And so I'm having to revisit all that. And it's just exhausting, because you think you dealt with it when you were younger, and now you're in your 50s and you're going, wait a minute, didn't I just do that? No,
well,
I did the talking part. I never did the emotional part.
Right. And what I would encourage here is acceptance. Simply accept that this is now what's coming up to the surface, because probably what it means is there may be an aspect of I didn't deal with this then, but it may also be coming up to the surface now because it says you're now ready to go through this healing process. Because you're older, you have other experience. So now engaging in that healing process will be deeper and more successful for you than if it had happened before now. But that's going to be part of that completion phase, is engaging in that process in order to put that past behind us and say what's done is now finally fully part of my past, rather than there's still this lingering thing underneath the surface that continues to impact me even when I don't realize it because it's on a subconscious level.
Okay. Now, one last question to you.
Okay.
When you're talking about me, I'm working on the completion aspect of it before I bring in new. Am I expected to, can I bring in some new? Or am I to just concentrate solely on the completion of things?
Okay. So first of all, let go of the word expectation or expected.
Okay.
And secondly, because when we put expectations on ourselves, we set ourselves up for disappointment because we think there's things we should do rather than simply paying attention to what's in front of us and working with what's there. In terms of bringing in the new, you can bring in the new in a 9-year, but it's not until the old is completely done and gone.
Okay.
So, for example, if somebody has 5 books half read sitting next to their bed, the completion part, they may interpret that as, oh, now I'm in a year of completing things. There's this new book I want to get, so I'm going to get it, but I will read it from beginning to end. And I would say, don't even go get the new book. Either finish the 5 books and then get the new book, or take those 5, if you've decided you're never going to read them because you didn't like them, take those books away to the library or something and then get the new book. But don't bring the new book in while there's still the unfinished thing in the presence of that space.
Got it. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. It makes perfect sense. Very clear now.
Right.
Very clear. Thank
you.
So,
Mildred, what is it that you might be getting?
Well, first I'd like to welcome Pamela. Thank you for calling in today.
Thank you.
Yeah. So when you were sharing your thoughts and feelings with High C, the animal totem that came in for you, for your consideration, is the bluebird.
Oh.
Are you familiar with the animal totems?
No, I'm not. Sorry.
Okay. Gee, I didn't know about animal totems until maybe about 5 years ago. I didn't even know they existed. But once I found out about them, I found that they were a really useful tool. So an animal totem basically is looking at the animal kingdom and everything that exists in the animal kingdom as a source of wisdom and knowledge and healing and teaching for us. So certain animals or fish or, you know, birds or whatever, they all have certain energy vibrations and a certain beautiful wisdom related to the universe and characteristics. So if we look at the characteristics of an animal or a bird or a fish or whatever, we might be able to gather some nuggets of information that'll help us look at our situation in a broader sense. So for you, the animal totem that came up is a bluebird. And if you type in animal totem bluebird on Google, you're going to come up with a description for a bluebird. And within that description, you're going to find a couple of messages that really resonate with where you are right now. So that's how I use animal totems. And that's how I find that when I'm working with people, we're able to look a little deeper or look a little broader. So your special one that relates to your situation is the bluebird. So that's one thing that came in. Yeah. And the second thing that came in for you is the color pink, which is a beautiful color. I get lots and lots of beautiful, beautiful pink for you. And the other thing that came in was roses, red roses. So I was just looking at these red roses in my third eye, and it was feeling so strong. And I had red roses, and I had love. And if it's on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being very strong feeling, it was a 9 out of 10 for me. So I'm there. My heavens, Pamela is surrounded by roses, and they're red. As the High C was talking to you about the different aspects of your life that you're interested in bringing to completion or whatever, the energy of that related back to the roses. So I realized that in one sense, how you choose to deal with things that you want to bring to completion, there's an opportunity to bring, to approach it from a place of love. And the visual would be a beautiful red rose that has blossomed or blossoming. And I thought, how neat is that? Then I went to the Oracle card for Doreen Virtue, and it's the magical unicorn oracle cards, and the card that came up for you was light. So if you'd like, I'd be happy to read what the message is.
Please.
Okay. So you'll enjoy the message, and it's also for our listeners out there. So take your hand and put it on your heart so you can absorb the information into your heart, and just close your eyes and take a deep breath, and I'll read what the card is. Light. See the light within yourself and everyone else. Everyone has a beautiful light within them, no matter what they look like or how they act. This light is pure. The more you focus on the light with others, the more you can help them be healthy and happy. And this applies to yourself. You can also protect your loved ones, yourself, your belongings, by imagining them surrounded by a beautiful light. This card may mean that someone that you love is in a situation with harsh energy right now, and they need extra spiritual protection. Imagine them in an eggshell covered with light in your favorite color, and the color that's coming through to me is pink. Or choose one of these: white light to protect, green light to heal, purple light for a better night's sleep. As you focus on seeing and feeling light within yourself and everyone, you'll notice a positive change in your life. For example, people will treat you better, your family members will seem happier, and you'll also sleep better at night, which probably is talking about that exhaustion that you mentioned. How do you feel about that particular guidance?
Oh, it's lovely. It resonates, absolutely resonates. Okay. And red roses, you're talking to the right woman. I mean, roses alone, period. I thought, what? Nobody's ever talked roses with me. Wow. And, you know, so yes, that definitely resonates.
Pamela, I would even go so far, because the feeling with the roses is so strong that's coming through in terms of inspiration. I would have red roses as part of my life, meaning I would buy a red rose for myself and put it in a lovely rosebud vase, or I would always have it available.
I'm thinking the same. I'm thinking the same. When you first said it, I said, well, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to bring my roses back into my life, my red roses.
Bring them back. Also, I would go so far, because the feeling is so strong, I feel that the roses will speak to you. I feel that if you sit there quietly with a beautiful rose or several beautiful roses with fragrance, then you will start to feel warm inside, and I believe that's where the pink color is coming from, like a beautiful warmth, and it will give you a sense of peace.
Yes.
And from vantage point, as you're looking at the different aspects, as High C had shared, the beautiful pinkness will color them. So for me, it's very magical and a great gift that's available to you from the universe. Lots and lots of love. Lots and lots of roses. Yeah. So that's what's come in for me, the animal totem bluebird, the color pink, the roses, and the unicorn oracle card around light. Anything else, High C?
Well, one thing I wanted to say about rose is associated with love. So I think that working with roses, and what may be going on right now, is this is a process of remembering how to and reconnecting with how to love yourself. And you can look at how you may show love, how you receive love, and these are the things you'd want to work on, is both how you show love, and if you tend to see how you tend towards being very loving for other people, start asking how come you don't extend that same love towards yourself. Rose is also used for transition. When people have like a ghost or spirits in a house, it's very often recommended to use rose as one of the primary components for helping them to make their transition. Think of the petals of rose. It wraps them in a velvety softness of love to help them feel that it's safe and okay for them to move on. And so I think that the rose showing up here is also a way of helping you feel as if it's okay and you will be safe in making this transition into the new you, into the next phase of life, even as you let go of the old, which is usually why like ghosts and that kind of thing will hang around, because there's a fear or something about letting go of this lifetime that they are holding on to. So I think that may be why Rose is also showing up.
Okay.
And if you want a quick and easy way of doing it, you can get Rose water, just like at Whole Foods. It's from the Edgar Cayce Foundation, actually. But it's just a small bottle of rose water. It's like $5.99, and then you just have a spray that you can use anytime you need to spray yourself or a room when you kind of need that little energetic aspect brought in. I also looked up Bluebird just to see what some of the aspects of Bluebird are and why it might be coming through. Some of the things that are associated as aspects of the Bluebird for an animal totem are transformation, passage into happiness and fertility, modesty, and an unassuming confidence and happiness. Those are just keywords. So Bluebird comes in to remind you to enjoy yourself. And that can be saying, enjoy the process, enjoy the journey that's happening, enjoy the transformation that's going on, rather than simply trying to get to the destination. Blue is the throat chakra. So I think along with what Mildred was getting, blue also plays an aspect here, because the throat is about communication. And it represents not only what we might need to be speaking into the world, but also when we need to shut up and be listening to hear what is trying to come to us, rather than not listening because we're only thinking about how we want to respond, but also not staying silent when we feel there is some truth that we need to speak because we're afraid of how it might be received. There's also, so when we talked about passages, you know, because the bluebirds, they, like in the winter, they go to the lowlands or something, in the summer, they go someplace. So they really kind of remind us of the importance of passage, especially the change of seasons. And that's how you can kind of think of what's happening for you right now, is you're undergoing a change of seasons. And sometimes that's abrupt, but sometimes that's gradual. And so actually the bluebird is associated with winter and summer. So obviously what we see there is in between those two is spring. And there's a transition period that is allowed for, versus simply focusing on the winter season, the summer season. There is that in-between time. And right now, and kind of moving into that 9 year, you're kind of in the in-between time. So enjoy that process, relax into that transition. And, you know, one thing that this comes from Ted Andrews' book about Bluebird, it says a passage or a time of movement into another level of being. And you're connecting to the transformation of a girl into a woman. And I think that that speaks to what you were talking about with your divorce. That the emotional aspect of the divorce was a frozen in time inner child girl. And now going through this process allows you to start moving into being a healthier emotional woman.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, and if you think back to puberty and the processes we go through, that's just something we have to endure over a period of time. It's not something that happens overnight. So, you know, so treat this just like going through puberty. And actually, how old did you say you were?
Oh, I'm 50. I'll be 51 in September.
Okay. So you just treat this as a period of puberty that will probably start to come into more clarity or start to make sense once you get into the 56 to 58 range. And I only say that because astrologically you'll be going through your second Saturn return. And that's when it will probably start to become much more solidified or clear as to who you've become and what that next phase looks like for you. So it will take some time and just relax into it.
Okay.
So those
yeah,
are just a few
right.
of the things. And one thing I would remind you that the bluebird also reminds you of, look for chances to touch joy in your life and dance and sing in every moment. So literally do that. Dance more. Sing
dance
more.
Dance more.
Yeah. And find the opportunity to touch the joy in everything, regardless of how painful or difficult it may seem.
Okay.
It's just like finding the humor in something.
Exactly. No, you have hit the nail on the head. I mean, this whole reading has been inspiring, at the same time validating, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you very much for calling in and allowing us to do that for you.
Yes.
Thank you, Pamela. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good evening.
Go buy those roses.
What's that?
Go buy those roses.
Oh, I'm ahead of you, girl. I'm already thinking that way. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Well, Mildred, I believe that is going to bring us to the close of this particular show.
It will.
And I want to say thank you for joining me today to do it.
Well, Heisey, it's always my pleasure. Always, always. And I'd like to thank our guests for calling in, because I'm always so impressed with people who will put themselves out there to get the information that they need to move forward. And I would look at calling into the show as one of those tools that they can tap into. So I'd really like to acknowledge and thank Karen from Boston and Donna from California and Jean from Maryland, and who we just spoke to, Pamela from Mountain View, for having the courage and the honesty and what passion, what else would it be to call in? What do you feel when people call
courage,
in?
Courage. Mm-hmm. And the willingness to make themselves vulnerable,
mm-hmm.
to ask for what they feel they need, and to do that even in a public setting rather than to shy away from it or stay quiet.
Yeah, I love it. It's very inspiring for me. So thank you very much to our four callers today. And we'd encourage other people, if they have situations that they are interested in gaining some clarity or perspective on, to please give us a shout. That's what we're here for.
And I wanted to just remind people that are listening that if you're on our email list, you will see, or if you're on our Facebook page, because we do post this in the event listing as well, that you have an opportunity to listen and win when you listen to our show. And this particular show, you have the opportunity to win a free reading with me, Heisey. And if you're on the email list, you will see what the criteria is for that. I will just tell you, if you happen to still be listening, that you just needed to listen for what the second caller asked about, and then be the first person to post that in the comments on our Facebook page at facebook.com/fireflywillows. So whether you're listening to the archive or whether you were listening live, it doesn't matter. Whoever the first person is to post is who will win. But I would also encourage you, if you're on our Facebook page and not on the email list, just add a little note saying you'd like to be added, and we will do that so that you will see what you have the opportunity to win and how to go about winning it for each of the shows that we have here on Firefly Willows LIVE. And speaking of which, you have your shows coming up this coming week, Mildred?
Yes, I'm on a little bit of a summer hiatus. So there were two shows that I really enjoyed. The show that's going to be on What's Your Prescription for Balance on Thursday is with Dr. Glenna Calder, and she's a naturopathic doctor in Nova Scotia, and Dr. Tracy Morris, who is an allopathic doctor who lives in Vancouver, British Columbia, who also does a lot of work over in Afghanistan as a volunteer. And what we're talking about is bringing balance into your life. So we have a perspective from Dr. Glenna, Dr. Tracy, and myself. It's a really good conversation, so I thought it would be useful for people who would be interested in that. And then on Sunday, on Healing Conversations, we're going to have a session with Dr. Georgina Cannon, who does a lot of work in hypnotherapy and a lot of healing work. And so I thought that would be also a nice one for the summer. It just felt right. And then we'll be back with new and fresh episodes of What's Your Prescription for Balance and Healing Conversations in September.
All right. Great. Well,
yeah.
I would encourage people to listen for those. And I'll mention that I also will have shows coming up in August. August 11th, I will have my Revolution with Heisey show. That's on Sunday at 10:30 a.m. And then on Tuesday, August 13th, is the show I co-host with Charlie Harrington called The Amethyst Oracle Divination with a Queer Twist. And I will say that both of those shows also offer the opportunity to call in for readings. So if you were listening or you're listening in the archive and would like to call in, that's a couple of other opportunities, as well as the fourth Sunday of each month, we always have our call-in show for readings too. So thank you very much, Mildred, for being with me today.
You're welcome.
Thank you to everybody that called in, and we will look forward to having you join us again here on Firefly Willows, L-I-V-E.
Yeah, and enjoy the day, Hi-C. Bye for
you
now.
Too.
Brought to you by Firefly Willows, L-I-V-E. We hope you enjoyed the show. This is Deb Carosella. Please join us next time on Firefly Willows, L-I-V-E for What's Your Prescription for Balance with Mildred Lynn McDonald and Dr. Glenna Calder, Thursday afternoon at 3:30 p.m.
We forget.